is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Japan is on the brink of a state of emergency as the rate of coronavirus infections continues to increase in the country. Top government spokesman said Wednesday controlling the virus was a top priority and that the government would do whatever is needed to minimize the economic impact after a nationwide poll showed a pessimistic turn in sentiment among manufacturers because of the virus. As of Tuesday, Tokyo recorded more than 70 new coronavirus infections, its highest tally in a single day, as pressure mounted on the prime minister to order a lockdown. Vietnam is the latest country to go into a nationwide lockdown because of the virus. The 15-day period began Wednesday, with officials telling people to avoid gatherings in groups of three or more. At the start of the lockdown, there were 212 confirmed cases in Vietnam and no deaths. Authorities want to keep it there. The White House task force said the United States should prepare to see upwards of 240,000 deaths from the COVID-19 coronavirus over the next 2 months, even if Americans continue to keep their distance from each other. The group says peak number of deaths will come over the next 2 to 3 weeks. More than 187,000 people in the United States have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Total deaths in the country from the disease has exceeded 3,800, about one-fourth of those in New York City. And the IRS and the Treasury Department here in the U.S. says Americans will start receiving their economic impact checks in the next 3 weeks. The payments are part of the $2.2 trillion rescue package signed into law last week by President Trump. As always, for details on more news, join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. At a remote location, this is VOA News.